where you had the opportunity to do something. Maybe it was to see some of your kids perform at a sporting event, or maybe it was a presentation like this, but something got in the way and you missed the opportunity. Maybe you were planning on having a trip with your family, a great vacation, and you had the money saved up and you had the days off, but all of a sudden, before you went, you got sick and you missed the opportunity. I went to school with a boy named Alex. Alex's grandma, many years back, received a knock on her door one day, and it was a salesman advertising his new business that he had started, and like most of us would probably do, we'd say, thanks, but no thanks, not interested, shut the door. But before she shut the door, this man gave her his card, and she thought nothing of it. She stored it away in a junk drawer. Many years later, she was cleaning out that junk drawer, looked at the card of the man who offered for her to get involved with the business, and on that card was the name of Steve Jobs. Missed opportunity. We're going to read about one of the greatest missed opportunities in the Bible. I don't like missed opportunities. I like to see an opportunity and take that opportunity. This isn't a necessarily easy message, and it's not a message that's really fun to preach. It might not be a message that's easy to listen to. We're going to read about someone who missed the opportunity to be a part of the birth of Jesus. Luke chapter number 2, we're in verse number 7. The Bible says, "She, Mary, brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger." Here it is. "Because there was no room for him in the inn." The innkeeper and all of Bethlehem missed the opportunity. Missed the opportunity to be a part of the birth of all these names that we just heard about. Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Missed it. How in the world could the innkeeper and all of Bethlehem miss the opportunity? I believe there's three reasons why they missed the moment. Let's look at first reason. The first reason that they missed the opportunity is no room. A lot of times we portray the innkeeper as a bad guy. Maybe when I say the innkeeper in the Bible, you think of maybe a ghetto front desk worker at a Mobile 6 hotel. And maybe he's a little scruffy and he's kind of grumpy. And Mary and Joseph walk in and say, "Do you have any room for us?" And a lot of times we think that he was like, no room in the inn. Get out of here. I have a barn. Just go back there. That might have been how he was, but I don't think that's how he was. I think he had good intentions. I think that truly he had no room. Now, was his hotel and his inn full of bad stuff? Think it was full of bad stuff? I don't think it was full of bad stuff. I think it was full of families. I don't think it was full of, you know, mobs and gangs and all this bad stuff that crowded out Jesus. I don't think that at all. I think that it was fairly good stuff that left no room for Jesus. You know, in your life, it doesn't have to be necessarily wicked things that crowd out room for Jesus. Be a family member. It could be a spouse. It could be a child. It could be a sport. It could be a job. And all these things aren't necessarily wrong if they replace preeminence that belongs to Jesus. That is when it comes wrong. Why in the world did the innkeeper and did everyone in Bethlehem miss the moment? Well, number one, they had no room. Do you have room for Jesus tonight? Do you have room for Jesus tonight? Are you afraid that if you invite him into your life, he's going to do something that's scary, and you're afraid of the change that's going to take place in your life? The change that Jesus brings in a person's life is the most wonderful change a person can ever imagine. A lot of times we think that if Jesus comes into our life, then, well, there goes the fun. There goes the entertainment. There goes this. There goes that. I don't have a life anymore, but exactly the opposite. Jesus did not come to give your life boredom. Jesus came to fulfill your life. And you're never going to experience the fulfillment that God wants for you if you're not willing to make room for Him. Why might you miss the moment? Why might you miss the moment like the innkeeper in all of Bethlehem? Well, number one, because you might not have room for Him. Number two, second reason why they missed the moment, no faith. The birth of Jesus was prophesied long before Jesus was actually born. Isaiah 7:14, it was prophesied that Jesus would be born of a virgin. In Micah 5:2, it was prophesied that Jesus was going to be born in Bethlehem. The reason why they might have missed that, they might not have had faith. What is faith? Faith is belief in something without visible or tangible evidence. Say that again. Faith is belief in something without visible or tangible evidence. It's interesting to me to see how fads come and go. And for those of you who are a little older, you have a better view of all the different fads that have come and gone. But in my lifetime, I can think of when Heelys were a big thing. That was a fad. And I know they're kind of making a comeback a little bit. I don't think they're going to make a full comeback. I was never allowed to have Heelys. I was kind of bummed I didn't get on with that fad. Another fad might be the ice bucket challenge. Remember the ice bucket challenge when then people say, I nominate this person, and then they get doused with a bucket of water and ice? I don't know why that was a challenge. I never did that challenge either. Or how about Pokemon Go? Pokemon Go was huge. Probably some of the teenagers have played before. Or maybe silly bands. Silly bands were the little bracelets that were shaped in animals or a football or a basketball or all these different kinds of shapes. Beanie Babies were pretty big at one point. All these fads, it's interesting to me to see how they've come and they've gone. Fads are dependent upon the belief of the people. Think about it. No one's going to do the ice bucket challenge if they don't believe that it's going to get a lot of views. No one's going to randomly wake up in the morning and say, you know what, I think it's a good idea to just hop in a bucket of ice. Now, at least that's not me. It might be for you, but it's not that way for me. Fads are dependent upon the belief of the people. The Bible and its accuracy and truth is not dependent upon whether or not you believe it. The names of Jesus that we just went through are not true or false whether or not you think they're true or false. The Bible is truth. There's no error in this book. The Bible, it speaks out of heaven. That is true whether you believe it or not. The Bible talks about a place called hell. And that is true whether you believe it or not. One of the reasons why you might miss the moment is because of no faith. You simply don't have the faith. You sit in the pews and you watch your kids and grandkids and you applaud and you think, that was a pretty song, but there's no validity to it. Oh, that was nice how he said that the greatest need was a savior because of our sin, but I'm not buying into it. Friend, I say this with love. It doesn't matter what you think. What matters is what the Bible says. And if you're going to accept Jesus, and if you're going to avoid the tragic mistake that the innkeeper and all of Bethlehem made in missing Jesus, then you're going to have faith. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, "For by grace are we saved through faith. Not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast." Reasons why they missed the moment. Number one, no room. Number two, no faith. Let's look at number three and then we'll be done. No urgency. I was out with a man in the church a couple of weeks ago and we were knocking on doors, inviting them to our church. And we talked to this man, his name was Kirby. And I explained to Kirby how that we were all sinners, how that we've all done wrong, And because we do wrong, we deserve eternal separation from God, except Jesus came down to the earth to take our sins. That way we can have a relationship with God again. And I was explaining to him that if he wants to have a relationship with Jesus and know for sure that when he died that he would go to heaven, then he could accept that gift today. And I said, Kirby, would you like to accept that gift today? I don't think I'm ready. No. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. I said, okay, Kirby, I'm not going to make you do this. This is your decision. I will just say that this might be the only opportunity that you have to accept Jesus. Ask one more time, would you like to do that today with that in mind? No, I don't think I will. Maybe tomorrow. Thanks, you have a good day. No urgency. I don't know if that was Kirby's last opportunity to get saved. But I do know at that particular moment, he missed the moment. Do you believe there is a heaven? There is. Do you believe that there's a hell? There is a hell. And if you die without receiving the gift of salvation, then your eternal destiny is in a place called hell. When you die, there's no do-overs. It's not a video game where we can just press a restart button and then all of a sudden we're babies again. There's no such thing as reincarnation. As soon as you pass over into eternity, there's no going back. And whatever decision that you made in this short time that we have called life is the decision that you will have to live with for eternity. Eternity never ends. Imagine with me if we had a rope up here, a long rope that stretched all across the platform, and on the end of this rope were two pieces of tape at the end of the rope, and they represented your life, short life. The rest of the rope represents eternity. The length of the rope compared to the length of the life within the tape is very long. It illy represents how long eternity is. If there was enough rope to continue on and go all around the room, then it layered and layered and layered, and it was so high that it burst open the ceiling, and it filled all of Cortez, and it filled all of Colorado, and it filled all of the United States, and it filled all of the North American continent, and it filled all of the earth, that would still not even represent a second in eternity. With this in mind, should bring some urgency. We're not promised tomorrow. We make Christmas plans. We make traveling plans. We start writing our New Year's resolutions. And we have the confidence in the fact that we will have a tomorrow, but we're not promised tomorrow. And you're not promised even another breath on this earth. And with that in mind, if you have not received the gift of salvation, do it today. If we're not promised tomorrow, then why say we're going to do something tomorrow? Do it today. Today is the day of salvation. God never says you can get saved tomorrow. He always speaks in the present tense. Today is the day of salvation. And if you have never received the gift of salvation, don't go another day risking your life. Urgency. The tragic thing that the innkeeper, Bethlehem, missed the opportunity to see Christ's birth. No room, no faith, no urgency. It's a pretty negative message. I want to conclude with a group of people who seized the opportunity. Verse number 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away, The shepherds said one another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. The Lord might be knocking on your heart's door right now. Right as I speak, the Lord might be convicting you of your need for Him. You have two options, and only two options. You could either be like the innkeeper and say, no, no room, no faith, no urgency. You could be like the shepherds. When the angel came unto the shepherds, they seized the opportunity. The choice is yours. I'm not speaking to a crowd right now. I'm speaking to individuals. The choice is yours, and the choice is yours, and the choice is yours. What are you going to do with this opportunity? Bow your heads and close your eyes. Thank you for listening. Before we dismiss, the Lord might be knocking on one of your heart's door. How many of you would say, you know what? I have never received this gift of salvation before, and I recognize this as an opportunity. I want to do that today. If that's you, could you just raise your hand quickly? Wonderful. How many of you would say, you know what? I know I'm not saved, but there was a little bit of hesitancy when you asked that question, and I really don't know if I can raise my hand. I challenge you to have some urgency. I'll ask one more time. If you are in here today and you do not know Christ as your Savior, just quickly raise your hand. Now, for those of you who raised your hand, I'm going to take a moment to speak to you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to say a prayer. Now, it's not words that allow us to enter into relationship with God. It's your heart. It's not some magic potion that if I say this, then I'm saved. The Bible says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So I'm going to say a prayer. And if you raise your hand saying, I do not know if I'm saved, just repeat after me. Don't just say it, but mean it with your heart. Dear Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. And I know because of my sin, I deserve separation from you. Thank you for sending Jesus to be born of a virgin.